lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Today in America, there's something going on that many people have not seen. And when I look around, I ask the question, what has happened to America? What has happened to this world? And I'm concerned about the world, but I'm concerned about America. This is where I live. What has happened to America? As I stop and look around and I think of this, is this something new that's just happened? Is this something that is unexpected? Well, I believe it is unexpected because, once again, people have not been in the Word of God. We've gotten away from the Word of God as God's people, and we need to get back to the basics, get back to what God has given us to guide us through this life as saved people, and then to help other people know Jesus Christ and be saved by trusting in Him, and trusting in His blood. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, what has happened to America? When I look into the Old Testament, I see that this is really not something new. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun." Now verse 10 goes on to say in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, "Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us." So when I read those verses, I understand that what we're seeing today, where America is today, where this world is today, I see that it has happened before. And as we look at these things that is taking place around us, this is not something new. And I believe that we can find many similarities in the Word of God that was written years ago, that happened years ago, and we can see some similarities there. And I think of Samuel. Samuel was a judge. Samuel lived at the end of the period of the judges. In other words, he was a judge of Israel. And he ushered in the period of kingship. He was Israel's last judge. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 6, it says, "And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. I believe that God's people need to look to Him and say, "We have sinned against You, Lord. We have sinned and we've let down. We have not been doing what You would want us to do. We've not been serving You and letting other people know about You." I believe that churches today, they're closing the doors on churches today because the people of God have let God down. And you and I need to stand up for the Lord. We need to let people know that thus saith the Lord. We get things right with Him, then we'll see a difference in our country. We'll see a difference in this world. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 15 through 17 says this, "And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life, and he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord." Well, not only was Samuel, not only was he a judge, Samuel was also a prophet. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, "And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord." I think today, and I would to God that more prophets who say they're prophets of God would stand up. Now, of course, the prophet today is not to foretell as Samuel did. He got directly from God I believe he heard his voice. He heard what God wanted him to do. But we hear God's voice in his word today. He's speaking to us. And I would to God that more prophets of God would foretell, giving forth the word of God so that people would get saved, so that Christians would get things right with him, so that we would see our country turn around. Acts chapter 3, verse 24 says, "Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days." Foretold of the days that came upon Israel at this time. Acts chapter 13, verse 20, "And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet." Samuel was a judge. Samuel was a prophet. But also Samuel served as a priest, and he was a great man of faith. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 18, it says, "But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girdled with a linen ephod." In other words, Samuel served God from his childhood. He was ready to serve God right then. Well, his mother was, and we're going to read about that in just a moment, from the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 32, it says, "And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets." Samuel was a man of faith. He believed God. When God said something, he believed him. And you and I need to believe God today. When we read his word and study his word, we need to believe what he has for us. Well, notice Samuel. Now, I'm giving you some background about Samuel because we're going to look at Samuel chapter 8 in just a few moments, and we're going to read other scriptures as well. But notice Samuel was born in response to his mother Hannah's prayers. Now, Hannah went to the sanctuary of the Lord. And while at that sanctuary, we read that she was infertile. She prayed for a son. She could not have children at that time, but she prayed for a son and promised him to God for a full-time service. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it says, "So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk." Now Eli was the priest at this time as Hannah was praying for a son. "And Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." So Hannah prayed. She had gone into the house of God, and she prayed for a child. And you know what? God answered that prayer. God answered Hannah's prayer, and Samuel was born. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. "And they rose up in the morning early, and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord." She prayed and God answered her prayer. She was serious with God. In essence, she was giving everything she had to the Lord, and especially her son Samuel. Well, when Samuel was weaned, Hannah took him to serve in the sanctuary with Eli, the high priest. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 24 through 28 says, "And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks, and one ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock, and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, As thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition when I asked of him. Therefore, also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Well, she gave her son to the Lord. The Lord gave Hannah a son, and she gave him back to the Lord. And we need to give not only the things that we have, we need to give ourselves to the Lord, and we need to be willing to serve him today. Well, and we keep reading, and we see things about Eli. He was the priest at the time Hannah went in and prayed, and the time that she took Samuel into him and said, he's here, he's going to serve God from this point on. But you know, Eli had problems. Eli, the priest, his sons were wicked and pagan, but Samuel served the Lord. And soon it became clear that God spoke more intimately with Samuel than with Eli. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, we keep reading, and God spoke to Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. He spoke to him there to warn Eli of the coming disaster. What disaster would that be? The Philistines defeated Israel. They killed Eli's sons and took the Ark of the Covenant. Samuel warned of this in chapter 4 and through 6 of 1 Samuel. Well, later, under Samuel's leadership, the people repented of their sin of idolatry and succeeded in winning an important battle against the Philistines. You read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 3 through 17. Well, as Samuel grew older, it became obvious that he suffered from the same weaknesses as Eli. Samuel's sons were evil as well. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, "And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. And they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment." Well, the transition, what we're looking at here is something we're leading up to what took place back in Israel during Samuel's time. And we're looking at a similarity that has taken place in our time. And we keep studying this, and we're not going to get through this in this lesson, but we're going to continue to study this as we go through this in more lessons. The transition from the era of the judges to kingship was turbulent. Now remember, Samuel was a judge, but we also see that he was going to usher in what was called kingship, kingdoms. And once again, as we look at this, as a prophet, he reproved Saul for impatience and disobedience. Remember Saul, he was a king. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 5 through 14, and chapter 15, verses 20 through 23. And when God rejected Saul as king, Samuel anointed David as God's chosen one. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. And he protected David from Saul. Well, God loves us, and he wants us to serve him. Next time we're going to look, and we're going to get into this, the similarity between America and what has taken place years ago when we read of Samuel and Israel. I'm praying for you that God will bless you, and I'm praying for that person who needs to be saved. May you trust Jesus right now as your Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.